the Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast. I want to thank you for tuning into this broadcast, for truly we are a ministry where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church, ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is an hour that we want to just worship the Lord together. How many of you on this day, this time, under these conditions, just simply feel like going on? Bishop Whining and I will sing a little for you now.
I feel like going on. Yeah. I feel like going on.
That song is very encouraging, very enlightening, and that song just particularly does something to my spirit. I just want to talk with you just for a little while on the subject of anger. You know, there's so much anger that's going around in today's society, and if you don't watch out, anger can get the best of you. And, you know, that's what's happening in today's society, I believe, with a lot of what's transpiring with killing and so forth of that nature. We find that we get angry about a lot of different things. Some of us get angry because some folk have more than we have. Some folk get angry just because of jealousy, just because they feel as though someone has stepped on their feelings, and they get angry. You know, there's a lot of things and a lot of situations that I could get angry about. And you know, sometimes I do get angry, because we all get angry one time or another. But you know, the most important thing about anger is you being able to put a muzzle on it. You being able to confine your anger and control your anger. And what happens is a lot of us get angry about different things and about different situations. Our finances are not right. Our house just don't look good enough, or our spouse is not doing right, or someone has more money than the other has, and we build up anger. And you know, some of us are walking around right now with anger in us from yesteryears. And you know, it's sad and it's bad that we carry around anger for so long. And it's nothing wrong with getting angry, because we all get angry at one point. But like I said, you have to be able to control it. And look, there's a familiar story. There's a very familiar story in its Sinbad and the sailor. And they were abandoned. They were on a tropical island. They had found themselves there on a tropical island, and they had a shipwreck, and they were hungry and they were thirsty, and they began to walk around on the land that they had crashed on, and as they were walking, they come across a tree that was very tall, and that tree stood real tall, and up in that tree, they found that there were a lot of chattering going on, and as they looked up, they saw that it was a lot of chattering from monkeys, and the monkeys were were hopping around, and they were just making all types of noise. And as they looked up, they saw something. They saw some round coconuts. Now note that they were very hungry and they were thirsty. And what they did was is that they began to throw stones and tree limbs, everything that they could find. They threw it up in the trees at the monkeys. And that made the monkeys begin to get angry. And when the monkeys begin to get angry, you'll come to find that they were had, because what the monkeys did, they did just what the sailors wanted them to do. They took the coconuts off the tree limb and started throwing the coconuts back at the sailors, because they were angry because the sailors were throwing at them. And that's just what the sailors wanted, was to make them angry enough to lose control, that they would throw the grab the coconuts and throw it at them. And when they did that, guess what? The coconut gave them food, and it gave them, it quenched their thirst. It gave them a drink. So, and that's what happened with a lot of us nowadays. We are being had because of our anger. That there is a familiar story about Cain and Abel. And if you know, if you ever heard the story before, you'll see that Cain and Abel, they were brothers. And one brother became jealous of the other brother. Note that you got to know that this article is all about the first and the second sons of Adam and Eve. For other use, you can see that Cain and Abel, they were brothers, they were keepers, and one got mad with the other. So therefore, when they got mad, it got out of control, and what he did, he killed his brother, just because he could not muzzle down or cap his anger. And my brothers and sisters, I want to say to you that we need to learn how to control our anger, because what happens is, when we lose control, we regret what we've done later. But then when we come back to reality and the anger has left, we found that the damage has already been done, and it's too late, because somebody's life has been taken. Somebody's son or daughter has been killed simply because of our anger or our jealousy all types of animosity that we hold with one another. Don't be like Cain and Abel in every situation that you deal with. And if you do get angry, learn how to control your anger and muzzle it down so that you won't regret on yesterday what happened. You won't regret it. But we find ourselves getting caught up so until we just damage, and we don't just damage our lives when we get angry. Sometimes we damage other folk's lives, we damage other families, some of us get mad on our angry on our jobs, and we just get out of control. And some of us get so mad that we just start to tearing up stuff. Have you ever seen a person get angry and the first thing they do is grab something and start throwing it? Brothers and sisters, let's learn how to get angry and then get past that anger. Let's learn how to love one another and quit hating one another. You know, that's a means of hate that transpired between Cain and Abel. Two brothers now. And you know what the old saying, we have blood is thicker than water. Well, these were two brothers of the same blood, and one killed the other. We kill folk not just physically, but we kill folk. Sometimes we kill folk financially. We kill folk on our jobs when we get angry and we lie. Have you ever been lied on? Folk will lie on you, and they'll laugh in your face and stab you behind your back. Have you ever been a person that likes to give and do for folk? you'll find that in giving and doing for folk, you open up your heart. But guess who end up getting hurt? The person who's trying to help them. Let's come together. Let's stop some of this rhetoric that we're doing. Let's stop the violence. Let's stop hating on one another. And let's start exemplifying love with one another. Even God himself got angry. Let's be able to get angry and then get past it and be able to have a productive life after. And my brothers and sisters, the best way we can do that is we need to ask God to come into our lives. We need to ask God to renew the right spirit in us. We need to ask God to redirect us. We need to ask God to order our steps. And when God does that, guess what? Not only does he direct us, but he opens up windows and he pours us out blessings. He just does for us what we can't do for ourselves. Church folk get angry and they tear up the church. That's why we need to stop being church folk and we need to be godly folk. The Bible says, if you be in Christ, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. My brothers and sisters, know that when you're in Christ, you know you do better. You learn better and you do better. When you're in Christ, he turned you from your wicked ways. When you're in Christ, he bridles your anger. When you're in Christ, you love instead of hate. When you're in Christ, you get away and get past jealousy. When you're in Christ, you do what's best for your family, best for your loved ones, best for your neighbors. The Bible do say, love thy neighbor as thyself. And we need to learn to do that. My brothers and sisters, I want you to always stay tuned into this broadcast. I just wanted to have a brief word with you about anger and just talk to you just straight up. Let's do away with this anger that's building up in our cities, in our communities. And folk, come out of your houses and know what's happening in your communities and start to policing your own neighborhood and not put everything on somebody else. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. Across the hottest desert, I'll try. Favor in your sight. Lord, please, Lord, please. Lord, please. Hear my heart.
Heard New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love, gifts, and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1. Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
Back. We lost Brother Blackwell, but he will be back. Waiting on him to call back. So, Pastor Blackwell, if you so kindly will, don't know what happened, but we will get him back on the air ASAP. Again, this is KYT-KQJO on a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. Beautiful Saturday afternoon. It's currently 45 minutes past the hour of 10, and we're in the midst of a great time. So as I said before, we're just waiting on Pastor Blackwell to get back. We had a little technical difficulty there, but we're waiting on him to call us back. So again, we hope you're enjoying your day. It's a beautiful day that the Lord has made. We're certainly going to rejoice and be glad in it. God is great. He's greatly to be praised. Amen. So let me see. Can I get Pastor Blackwell? Maybe I'll get him. Let me try to get him and see if I can get him. Praise be to God. Again, we just thank and praise God for you, you, and you out there. Hope you're enjoying your day. Right? God is good, and he is greatly to be praised to each and every one of you out there. Okay. Beautiful day out there. I want to remind you that if you're traveling up and down the highways, to please be safe. Be careful. Be very careful. The life you save just might be your own. Okay. Couldn't get Pastor Blackwell just yet, but I tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to go ahead on and just play an excerpt or something until he gets back, and then we'll find out what's going on a little bit later on in Jesus' name. Okay, I think we've got him right there. Pastor Blackwell, do we have you?
Yeah, you okay. Have me. I was talking. You have me.
Okay, I don't know. But anyway, we got Pastor Blackwell, so Pastor Blackwell, take it. It's all yours.
Okay. This is Pastor Blackwell from First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're on the air with you right now. We thank you for tuning in. We want you to pick up your phone, call somebody, and tell them that Pastor Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. We thank you for tuning in on us. We want to tell you about our services. Even before we try to tell you about our services at First St. Mark Baptist Church, located 1624 Reed Avenue in Alexander, Louisiana. We have Sunday school at 10 on Sunday. Our regular worship service starts at 11 o'clock. Our services last approximately 1 hour. Can I tell you that our fourth Sunday is Communion Sunday? Our first Sunday is Brotherhood Sunday. But our third Sunday is our Youth Sunday. And I want to tell you this for sure. We have church every Sunday. We're wide open. We want you to come. If you have been kind of hesitant about coming because of this COVID-19, we want you to know that we're wide open and you can come. We do, you know, set our distance if we can. But we want you to come and hear the word of God and praise the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On a Monday, and some of the things that we want to tell you, on a Monday, we have our celebration of sobriety, celebrating abstinence from cocaine or alcohol or whatever. On a Wednesday, we have midweek service. We have Bible study, and it's outstanding. We have three or four preachers there, and we really discuss the Bible and dissect God's word on Wednesday. On Thursday, we have a free community prayer breakfast, and it won't be a prayer breakfast if you don't come. You come, and we can just sit there and eat breakfast, good grits, good sausage, toast, jelly, and you can hear a prayer from the word of God. We just thank you for all of those. We love visitors. I want to tell you quickly as we move along, I want you to know this, and I want you to know it right now. are getting ready. We're looking for a pastor. We want you to know that. We haven't found one yet, but we'll be putting out resumes pretty soon. But we're not in a rush, but we're going to do it, and we're going to do it in an orderly manner. So our pastor is retiring on this Sunday coming up, but we're going to have a special day for that retirement ceremony, which will be the first Sunday in June. It's actually June the 6th. That's when Reverend A.L. Johnson of the England Park Baptist Church family will preach a message, and that's when we will, at 2:30 p.m., and that's when we'll have that. I'd like to tell you right now, we're going to do a prayer. And as we do this prayer, it's kind of like a prayer to the members, letting them know that I appreciate them. And on tomorrow will be my last day as pastor, but I'll still be at First St. Mark Church, but I will be as a pastor emeritus. Bow your heads, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, we come to thee upon this difficult occasion with thanksgiving and prayer. We thank thee for the privilege which might be ours of shepherding thy flock at this place. As we look back over these years, our hearts overflow with gratitude. We are thankful to you that we might work together in the interest of your kingdom in the peace and harmony. We thank you for giving the strength to preach thy word, to bring the good news of salvation and to our soul saved on our ministry. Our praises ascend to thee, and we think of confidence exchange, of counsel given, and grief and blessing shared. Now, as we are called to part, we explore the continued blessing. Be with us in the years ahead. Please, Lord, grant that they may remain faithful to you, that they continue to serve you in work and worship, and that they may be true witness to you. Lord, we're talking about the flock that we're leaving behind. And in so many words, I'm not really leaving them behind, because your servant, as he leaves to work for thee elsewhere, endow him with the necessary physical health and strength. Above all, grant him a rich measure of thy Holy Spirit. Give him rich fruit upon his labor. May it be that as we hear from each other in time to come, we may rejoice and bless and multiply, and grant that when life courses run, be forever. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Lord, how we thank you for giving me a chance to pastor so many good people. Thank you that we're not leaving them, but we're just moving to something better. Bless me as I move from one place to another. You'll always be my God, and I know that you'll always take care of your people, the one that I'm going to and the one that I'm leaving. It's Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God for that. I have heard some people say in many churches, I've heard them say it at First St. Mark Baptist Church. I've heard them say, why haven't I grown? I've heard them say this. And I heard some people say, I look over the corner of my eyes and I look at another church and look like they've grown so much. And why haven't I grown? So I decided on my own, I said, Lord, I'm going to just try a little test here and just see if we can come up with why we haven't grown. And you can answer yes or no to these tests, and you don't have to unless you want to, but you can get a pen and a pencil out. We're actually coming from Psalm 27:11. It says, teach me the way, O Lord. So we're coming out of that. But here's one of the first questions to the test as we take our time. Since being born again, do you stay angry as much as you used to? That's a yes or no. Have you learned how to forgive? Again, we can answer yes or no. Be truthful now, because ain't nobody watching you. You're not on a college test, or you're not as trying to graduate from high school. This is a spiritual, religious test. Are your temper as bad as it used to be? Do you criticize as much? Have you conquered most of your fears? Have you grown enough to become a tither? We just mentioned some of the things. Is your prayer life fulfilling? Can people tell by the way you act that you are born again Christian? Are you able to lead someone to Christ to be saved? And I don't want to give you the result, but if you answered all of them right, you're a genius. But if you only have one of them right out of the seven that I gave you, you'll run. I mean, you fail. I don't know. We'll talk about that the next week that we get on the radio. But I want to tell you this, and I just want you to know it for good. Psalms 27:11 is simply say, teach me the way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. That's just Psalm 11. I want you to know, and I hope that you understand, that man is ignorant of a lot of things about God. Man is ignorant. And I want you to know, as I get ready for a close here, Psalm 25:4 and 25:5 say this. Psalm 25:4 says, show me the way. Show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy path. And that's just plain and simple. The only person can show you the way when you want to do things God's way is the Lord. And teach you, I just said before, man is ignorant of a lot of things. 5 say, lead me in that path and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day. We need to learn more about the Lord. And the only way that we're going to learn more about the Lord is to study and show ourselves approved. Study the word, because faith comes by hearing the word of God. And all of us want to be the best that we possibly can. We want to be able to bear some fruit. When we're planted, we want to be able to grow up and lead someone to Christ. Everything else grow up. A tree will grow up and bear fruit. Just about everything else will give up something, and we ought to be able to do that. And somebody once said that if we could just bring one person, just stir one person to Christ, lead one person to Christ, our church would be overflowing. Our streets would be safe. We wouldn't have so much killing and so much shooting and so much stuff going on in our street, bad stuff going on in our street. They could reduce the police force if we would just learn how to pray, learn how to forgive, learn how to know God's word and live by God's word. If we could do that, we could tell the police, y'all can go home. We ain't got no fighting. We got love on our street. And we got love going on. Again, we do want to say thank you so much for listening to our radio. Let you know that First St. Mark is a church that loves visitors. You can come in anytime you feel. Walk in, and you're going to be welcome wholeheartedly at First St. Mark Baptist Church. We love visitors. We love people that come and want to praise the Lord. you are no stranger when you